TSO coming to town this Friday night. It is a very big deal. I've been to like 7 of these shows, and what keeps me coming back for more? The excitement, the fun, the music, the lights. And on the phone with me now, and Al, you're going to have to help me pronounce your last name, Petrelli?
Yes, sir. Good job. Thank you.
All right. He's the guitarist and the musical director for TSO. And tell me, what is so inspiring about this band that makes all these people come back, besides what I mentioned?
I would like to think that musically it's honesty. We play good music. We've written good music. My boss, Paul O'Neill, has arranged beautifully crafted classical themes and combined them with original music from all genres. You know, it's not just rock and roll. It's not just heavy metal. It's not just classical. It's not just folk and R&B, but it's all those things combined. So it's got a mass appeal to all age groups. And also, it's the last of one of the big American arena rock shows. I mean, the pyro, the lasers, the moving trusses, the video screens. I mean, we've pulled out all the stops to give the people in your community the biggest rock show on the planet, all wrapped around this beautiful Frank Capra-esque style story called Christmas Eve, and other stories that people in Little Rock have adopted as part of their holiday tradition. So, I mean, it's a win-win situation for all.
Now, you have played with everybody from the Blue Oyster to Cult. I could go on and on and on. But do you ever just sit back and go, wow, I finally arrived with TSO?
I don't, even though it kind of can be perceived that way, is that, you know, okay, TSO has become very big and very popular, and I'm very grateful for that. I don't sit back and go, hey, man, I made it, or we did it. I'd say, okay, cool. We had a really good year. How do I make next year a better year? How do I make the show better? My boss, Paul O'Neill, all he's concerned with, what's paramount to him and I both, is how do we, year after year after year, give the people in your community something more than they had the previous year? You know, we don't take it that serious, and we certainly don't take it for granted. We don't sit back on our laurels and say, hey, man, we sold 10 million records, and, you know, we have 2 sold-out shows, you know, at the arena by you guys. We just say, how can we make this better than it was this afternoon? How can we make it better than it was last week or last year? Well, that's all that matters, is a great rock show.
As the holidays start getting closer, the phone calls start coming. Is TSO coming? And then when it's announced on a website, whether it's Polestar or Ticketmaster, whatever, people are like, give me my tickets! So this is, I mean, the excitement is there. Of course, you guys bring the energy and the lights and all of that, and I'm looking forward to this Friday. It's going to be a big time.
You know what? We've outdone ourselves again. Our crew, our production team has made it bigger than it was in years past. Mm-hmm. The look of the show will be different. Certainly there's going to be the familiar portion of the show that the folks in your community expect, which is Christmas Eve and other stories. But everything else about it will be bigger, better, hotter, faster, louder, brighter, you know? Well, it's going to be a great time, and it's something that you could bring your grandparents to, your grandchildren to, and just an American family can go out and have a great, great afternoon or evening and spend 2.5 hours together enjoying a great concert. And that's, you know, what I'm most proud of, is that I can look down and see, you know, 3 generations of families sitting together, all smiling and having a good time.
Al Petrelli, he's the guitarist, the musical director of TSO. He'll be here this Friday at Verizon Arena. We want you to get your tickets. We still have a few tickets to give away, and we'll do that as well. But Al, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out. I'll see you this weekend, my friend.